This is the Recycling Scrap Metal Commodities and Recycling Report, April 15, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production rose slightly to 1.74 million tons on slow U.S. manufacturing. WTI crude oil price fell to $85.66 a barrel, remaining high. This is on continued Middle East conflicts and a very good U.S. economy that's bringing higher oil demand. U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 13.1 million barrels per day, just off the all-time high. The good economy brings good demand and higher prices. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell to 506 as production remains near the record level. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $325 a gross ton on a good balance of supply and demand. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $41.19 per hundredweight, which is $8.24 a ton, on the same slow issue manufacturing we talked about. Copper price rose to $4.32 a pound, an almost two-year high on the strong dollar, also on improving Chinese demand and supply problems in Panama and Chile. Alumina price rose to $1.13 a pound, which is $24.81 a metric ton, on the same strong dollar, improving Chinese demand, and as supply problems in Guinea continue. Chinese March exports dropped 7.5% versus last year, worse than the 3% forecast. It highlights the good but very uneven Chinese recovery. U.S. March CPI Consumer Price Index rose to 3.5% versus last year. Energy, shelter, and transportation all rose. New and used cars fell, though. U.S. U of M April Consumer Sentiment Survey fell to 77.9 from March's 79.4, which was near a three-year high. Current and future expectations fell. The U.S. weekly initial unemployment claims fell to 211,000, the lowest in a month. Note that under 300,000 is considered a good economy. This supports the Federal Reserve holding interest rates higher for longer. U.S. March Producer Price Index, which is the Wholesale Price Index, it rose 2.1% versus last year, which is higher than in recent months, but below the 2.2% forecast, and frankly, near the 70-year historical average. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 918 points to 37,983. The strong economy is bringing higher inflation, so slower interest rate cuts. The stock market wants rate cuts sooner rather than later, so it's down. Bentley roll-off trailers, gondola trailers, and luggage trucks have a big problem. They're built so well that they last for decades, which hurts selling new ones. See the pictures from Jake Bronstein of Merivale Metal Recycling. His team rebuilt a 30-year-old Bentley that now looks new. Bummer, we lost selling a new one. And yes, I'm kidding. This report by Greg Brown is brought to you by Bentley Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Crush Car Trailers, Luggage Trucks, and Roll-Off Trailer Parts, and of course, Roll-Off Truck Parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.